Got a couple of more questions for him. Surprised to see that Randy Richardville, who's the Senate Majority Leader, is the latest among several recall targets out there. Give us the details, Kyle.
Yeah, you know, I think that one was kind of expected, just in the sense that Randy Richardville represents a competitive district there in Monroe County, kind of goes into Jackson County a little bit too. It's a 50-50 competitive district, and there's a lot of union folks who live in that area. So it would seem natural there would be somebody who would pick up the banner and try and recall Randy Richardville as part of this kind of wide sweep you're seeing across the state where disgruntled Democrats are kind of picking up the mantle and trying to recall legislators. I don't know how serious the takeoff is, to be honest. I don't see a lot of strong, established organization behind these recall efforts, and they also don't have any money, which means they can't pay for petition circulators to go out and collect the signatures needed to actually get it on the ballot. So if you can't get it on the ballot, it ain't going to pass because you can't have anybody voting for it. So I'm going to be really surprised to see if anybody can actually get it on the ballot. I'd be even more surprised to see somebody actually pass it and recall anybody.
There was a recall effort for Governor Rick Snyder. Haven't heard much about that recently.
No, that just simply isn't going to happen. The odds of doing something like that are enormous, and it's only done if you can get paid circulators to go out there and collect signatures for $1, $2 a signature. Otherwise, you would need a vast network of volunteers. I mean, because you're talking about collecting 100,000 signatures every day. Every day, 100,000 signatures. It's just not possible unless you're paying people or you have some vast network you can tap into. And you need like a Right to Life or an MEA or somebody else, a UAW, to be actively involved pumping this thing. And they don't have any of that.
State Representative Bill Rogers from Brighton was trying to clarify House Bill 4701, and that's the state employee retirement bill. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is going to be something else. I mean, when this thing takes off, State Representative Bill Rogers is putting in a bill at the request of the governor to reform how state employees' retirement and health care is figured. And this is going to be some sweeping changes to how retirees, current state employees are going to be able to retire. If you have a pension, they're going to try and ask to, they're going to basically, under this bill, tell you have to pay 4%. Into that pension as opposed to, this 3% into your future health care costs. They would give you that money back, but say, if you want to keep your pension, you're going to have to contribute 4% into that pension. And if you don't want to do that, here's your 401k, and you're not going to be able to contribute into the pension anymore, basically shutting it down.
Kyle, during my 3 years on the island, one of the top topics was how not to get so caught up in the passing of budget and all the pieces that go into that, that the real hard work is going to be with the reforms of the laws and legislation that we have in place, which stifles business. What should we be looking for the next couple of days that's going to come down the pipe?
Well, I think we're going to see some reforms in how teacher tenure is factored here in this state. I wouldn't be surprised to see something pass the House here as soon as today or tomorrow. That would make it easier for school districts to relieve what they believe are ineffective teachers. Right now, they're making the argument that it's just costly, and they're having to settle for a ridiculous amount of money for a teacher who really doesn't deserve to have a job. And, it's going to be tough. I think the unions, I think you're going to see a lot of backlash.
All right, Kyle Malins, the editor of the MIRS newsletter, MIRSNEWS.com. Check it out. Kyle, as always, thanks so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.